record-setting cold temperatures occurred this morning across portions of the lower Midwest, and we're going to see another very cold night ahead of us. Temperatures at Cape Girardeau, Missouri, fell to minus 19 degrees Fahrenheit today. That's as cold as we've ever seen there, and it looks as though it matches temperatures in the upper Midwest, where temperatures were bitterly cold as well. In fact, some areas in northern portions of Minnesota and northeastern sections of North Dakota did see temperatures drop down into the negative 20s, even a few lower negative 30s being reported this morning across some of those areas. Snow is on the ground in many of these bitterly cold areas, but some snow-free conditions have been present and reported in parts of east central sections of Illinois and west central portions of Indiana, and some of the neighboring areas running from southern Iowa into west central portions of Ohio have had somewhat of a sporadic snow coverage situation, and some of the wheat across this corridor has been likely damaged by the cold this morning. A lot of temperatures below zero being reported throughout a big part in the Midwest. In fact, temperatures below zero were noted as far south as Crossville, Tennessee, and some single-digit readings occurred down into portions of northern Alabama and neighboring areas of northern Georgia. The temperatures in Florida this morning were not damaging in citrus country. Temperatures were mostly in the 30s Fahrenheit and some lower 40s. Tomorrow morning will be a different story, though. Upper 20s and lower 30s will occur across that region, and some damage to citrus and sugarcane will be possible. In the meantime, most of the Midwest will see another very cold night tonight, where you are expecting to see those temperatures bottom out again below zero in a big portion of the region. Most of those sub-zero readings will extend all the way down into Kentucky and West Virginia, even parts of western Virginia, and maybe a couple of spots in Tennessee will again be close to zero tomorrow morning. We'll see single digits and teens occurring in the Tennessee River Valley into portions of the Virginia and North Carolina crop country, with the 20s occurring down into Florida, as I mentioned before. This will be the last of the really cold nights for a little while, but another surge of bitter cold air will move into a portion of the plains as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week, and this time there may be a little more of a risk to some of the hard red winter wheat country if there is not a fair amount of snow on the ground when the coldest air arrives, which will most likely be Monday morning. We do expect some light snow to fall across portions of the plains as we get closer to that event. That snow event is part of a much larger winter storm that will be impacting a big part of the lower Midwest as we move from tomorrow night into the heart of the weekend. There will be substantial rain that will fall across Kentucky and parts of Tennessee, southeastern Missouri, and parts of the northern sections of the U.S. Delta region, and some snow in this region will have to be melted as the heavy rain starts to fall, and so the runoff potential will be substantial. Some of these areas pick up on 1 to 3 inches of rainfall, with some local totals getting into the 3 to 4 inch range, and we're expecting a significant amount of icing to occur just to the north of the heavy rain, coming out of portions of southeastern Missouri into southern Ohio, where there will be some significant ice and sleet and snow accumulation taking place. Snow will fall significantly to the north of this, and there may be a narrow band of very impressive snow accumulations, but a lot of the snowfall will be relatively light to moderate. Nevertheless, travel across the lower Midwest will be horrendous as we go through this weekend and make plans accordingly. There will likely be some issues with a few road closures, and there will possibly be some power outages across parts of the lower Midwest as well. The bitter cold that I mentioned in the plains for Monday morning will also be moving into a part of the Midwest at that time. Many areas in the region will once again see sub-zero readings from Missouri into parts of Ohio for Monday and Tuesday mornings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.